I'm Jamie Long, and here's your entertainment roundup on Gateway 97.8. Starting in the soaps and in EastEnders, Lauren wonders whether she should really go through with the offer to meet Lucy's apparent killer. Peter then picks up on her suspicious behaviour, and when he finds the email, he goes to confront Lauren, telling her not to go. She ignores Peter, though, and agrees to meet the emailer at the cafe. When she arrives, she finally comes face to face with the mystery person, who isn't such a stranger to her. In Coronation Street, and Tina watches as Tony unloads his dodgy gear into Rob and Tracy's shop. However, when Tina goes to take a photo on her phone, Tony catches her and angrily orders her to stop. A little bit later on, and Rob becomes suspicious when he finds Tina and Peter having a deep conversation in the Rovers' backyard. He then demands to know what they were talking about. How will Peter talk his way out of this one? On the topic of TV, Antalisa Kontostavlos has landed herself a BBC reality show. The Fly on the Wall style programme will follow Talisa throughout her upcoming drugs trial and will be broadcast on BBC 3 later this year. The 25-year-old said that she's keen to show people who she really is. The stars of Channel 4 show Gogglebox are supporting Macmillan in this week's episode. Families on the show will be wearing bizarre slippers as part of the charity's 2014 Night In campaign. They'll also be tweeting their footsies, which are selfies of their slippered feet, to encourage others to get involved. Emily Sandé has recently said how songs that show true emotion are the most successful.
The songs that just have emotion and the ones that you just get all the feelings out very precisely, those are the ones that seem to really connect, because you're just laying yourself bare, just like, this is how I feel right now. It's not great, but this is how I feel.
Michael Jackson's brand new album, Escape, has shot to number one in the digital charts in over 50 countries. The much anticipated album was released on Monday here in the UK. Love Never Felt So Good was the first single to be lifted from the album, and it features Justin Timberlake as well. The single shot straight up at number 27 after just 24 hours on sale. And finally, the big top 40 chart, and Calvin Harris could only stay at the top for 1 week with Summer. He now drops to number 3, and Mr. Probs have stayed at the same place this week. He's been in the chart for 3 previous weeks. It's now his 4th week, and he's at number 2 with Waves. Slowly drifting. So with Calvin Harris at 3 and Mr. Probs at 2, it meant that we had a brand new number 1 this week. It's from Rita Ora and it's called I Will Never Let You Down.
When you say you've had enough and you might just give it up, oh, oh, I will never let you down. When you're feeling low on love, I'll be what you're dreaming of, oh.
That's all for this week. To listen again, take a visit to gateway978.com. I'll be back next week with your entertainment roundup.